Whoever worships Tulsi Devi with her eight names and their meanings, Vrinda, Vrindavani, Vishvapavani, Vishvapujita, Tulsi, Pushpasara, Nandini, and Krishna Jivani, and properly sings this hymn of eight verses, acquires the merit of performing an Ashvamedha or horse sacrifice. Because Tulsi was born on the lunar day of the full moon in the month of Kartik, Lord Hari prescribed this day for her worship. Whoever worships her on this day will be freed from all sins and go to Vaikuntha. Whoever, out of reverence, gives Lord Vishnu a Tulsi leaf in the month of Kartik will gain the same benefit obtained by giving the gift of 10 million cows. By hearing or recalling the Tulsi hymn, a son will be born to a sonless woman. A wife will be obtained by a wifeless man. Health will be restored to a diseased person. Freedom will be given to a prisoner. Fearlessness will be bestowed upon the terrified, and salvation will be given to the sinners. In the Kanva Shaka branch of the Vedas, the method of worshipping and meditating on Tulsi Devi is described. Without invoking the goddess, one can reverentially meditate on her and adore her with 16 ingredients. Here is how one should meditate on her to destroy sins. One should say, "Of all flowers, Tulsi is the best. She is worshipable and beautiful, and burns up the fuel of sins like a flame of fire. Of all the goddesses, she is the most sacred. Because no one can compare to her, she is called Tulsi. I worship this goddess who is entreated by all. She is placed on the heads of all, desired by all, and makes the universe holy. She bestows liberation from this world and devotion to Lord Hari. I worship her." After this meditation and worship, the wise should read her praises and bow down to her. This ends the narration of the book, The Life of Tulsi Devi. It was written, directed, and narrated by, including all voice characterizations, Amala Bhaktadas. The Tulsi Devi musical theme was specially arranged for this production by Govinda Dutt Das. The incidental Hare Krishna Bhajan was sung by Krishna Kirtan. The engineering and mixing was under the direction of Neil Schlachter. Special thanks are offered to Gopi Puranadan Das and Kushakrata Das for their help in checking the Sanskrit translation and offering suggestions for improvement, and also to Rabindranath Das for providing various source materials. The entire production was accomplished under the inspiration, and also to Rabindranath Das for providing various source materials. The entire production was accomplished under the inspiration of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it was copyrighted by Amala Bhaktadas in 1991, and all rights are reserved. We hope you have enjoyed listening to this Krishna production presentation. If you would like to hear other such transcendental recordings, or would like a copy of the audio cassette of the Tulsi Devi musical arrangement, please write or phone for our catalog. Thank you for allowing us to share with you this glorious story of the life of Tulsi Devi, and we hope you will share it with others so that they too may be benefited. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.